Number 12,394. William J. Smith Jr. seeks variances from the side yard setback requirements for existing structures, Section 115-42, 115-181, and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of the north end of Pintail Drive within the Swan Keys subdivision. The 911 address is 37057 Pintail Drive in Selbyville. The zoning district is GR, General Residential Zoning District, and the tax parcel is District 533, map 12.16, and parcel 32. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 2-foot variance from the required 5-foot separation distance for existing steps and HVAC equipment on an elevated platform. To date, staff have received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail returns. Thank you.
Is this from the separation distance or the side yard setback?
Side yard setback requirements for existing structures.
Yes. Okay.
So they should be 5 feet, correct?
Correct, so. Oh, I apologize, my notes actually say separation distance and it's side yard setback, so well spotted.
Yeah, we advertise for side yard, so just make sure we have it written.
That's there on my part.
No problem. Good evening, you state your name and address for the record.
William Smith, 939 Lombardi Circle, Glen Burnie, Maryland, 21060.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, thank you for giving us the opportunity. My wife Karen is with me, and as you heard, we live in Glen Burnie, Maryland, and realize that a better place to live is in Delaware. Having said that, we're working on building our retirement home down here. We love Delaware, we've been here for 20-some years in a trailer park, RV place, Treasure Beach. Moved over to Swan Keys a good while ago, and then we bought this lot here to build a retirement home so we can make the balance of our years here in Delaware. We're asking for about a 2-foot setback into the, a variance into the 5-foot for 4 steps on the one side of the house and propane tanks simply because we don't have gas in the community and also the HVAC units. Uniqueness of the property, I think that you have a sketch. You can see how odd-shaped it is. We've been working with our builder. It's a pie-shaped lot surrounded by water on both sides.
Who is your builder, if I may ask?
Iachetta.
Okay.
And Dino does a, for us anyways, he's building a house that'll stand the test of time, the way he builds them. It's amazing the amount of work that he puts into it and goes into it. The property itself being unique and the way it's a lot shaped by pie and the water on both sides, about the limited space, the variance was necessary simply because we were trying to get the house in a direction because of dead men back from the pilings, from the bulkhead we put in that are actually the rods and the dead men are underneath of some of the foundation, which was a beast to work around, but he managed to move it back and forth as best we could to place the footers and the foundation and everything for the property. The odd shape of the lot, this turnaround also gave us some challenges because our house is set back so far from the road now. You can see where the other properties are lined up pretty much all the way down the street, but because we're on that cul-de-sac, they still have to, you can see where the grass is, they have to actually come in and pave that whole circle because the previous tenants that were there, both that side and the other side, you can see their purple circle. The woman across the street, from our understanding, has like a 99-year lease that they don't have to put the circle in on her side, but on our side we do. So they're going to actually cut into the property and put that pavement in to make the turnaround, which forces us to shrink the house and move it back and do the best we can with the setbacks we were given. You can see from the one side, we have 5.5 on that one corner of the storage, and then we slid the house over as best we could when we put it. It doesn't alter the character of that neighborhood. If you can see from some of the pictures, and I have better pictures of what I presented, but a lot of the people actually put sheds, buildings, HVAC units. In fact, my neighbor's shed is directly on the property line and throughout that whole neighborhood. One of the biggest ones is, and this is just on my street, not counting all of the other streets, but at 37007 Pintail, there was a brand new garage that was put, and that's probably seven houses down the street from mine, but that was a brand new garage put down the property line, probably off by about 2 or 3 feet.
They may have gotten a variance, so let's stick
probably.
Stick to your parcel right now. But
yep.
We as a board are aware of these trials that you have in this.
Sure. So I'm looking at about a little less than 2 feet. I said 2 feet for the steps more than anything. The tanks will even take up less than that 2 feet because of how they're round or set against the building. And then the HVAC units are probably 2.5 foot wide, 3 foot wide, so they may take some of that 2 feet because we're 7 feet off of the property line as far as the side of the building goes. So when we come out to 2 foot plus the other foot for the tanks, the HVAC, and just about 4 steps coming out of the side of that house, that's kind of the variance that we're asking for into that space.
How many stories is your house?
It's two.
Two living and one underneath, or?
No, it's crawl space underneath. So when the garage is ground level, no basement, you'll go up 3-4 steps to a first level, which is where the other steps would be coming down on the side of that house. And then the next floor is just above. So it's 2 stories, but 2.5, I guess, counting the crawl space of about 3 feet.
When was the house built?
It's being built.
So who pulled the permit?
I would imagine the builder.
Did Mr. Iacetta pull the permit?
Oh, we have a permit.
No, she's not saying that. She's saying who did. Yeah, I didn't personally as a homeowner, so Mr. Iacetta had to pull the permit, the building permit.
So in this mobile home park, the side yard setbacks have already been reduced to 5 feet. They used to be 10 feet. So he should have been well aware of that. Was this picked up by staff?
I don't have a copy of the building permit on the file, but it should state 5 feet for the side yard setback.
How come you're in here? I mean, the county caught you?
No. We were asked to come down for variance on this schedule because once the builder was finished, he realized that we were going to be 1.5 feet into the setback by moving the property because of the 5.5 foot on the right side.
So your builder told you to come down here?
Yeah.
So he knew he was wrong when he did it?
I don't know.
I'd have had him come with you.
Yeah.
He's the one that placed the house.
So is the house built, or is it just studded up, or is it?
No, the foundation's poured. The foundation is in. The only thing I would have to do now is just, I'd have to move everything somewhere else, either on the water side or somewhere else is what I'd have to do, I guess. That was ideal for us because of the location of the property and the complexity of the lot as far as the shape of it. But once I started looking in the neighborhood, I thought that, you know, if everybody else has things right on the property line, sheds and HVAC units and the brand new garage, 10, you know, 8 houses down, then I didn't think it would be a problem to put 2 tanks and HVAC unit there.
Well, you ask ahead of time, not after.
Sure.
Can we see the other variances around the property?
The pictures?
No, she's
going to
show us.
Has anybody had problems with flooding there?
With what?
Flooding. I know it's bulkheaded, but it's tidal and it's
Well, that's why we're going to raise the HVAC units and everything up.
Especially on that side where the...
All the way around.
All the way around.
All the way around. We lived in this community for 17 years, I guess. We had put a brand new mobile on an empty lot 17 years ago. And then the only time we ever flooded was in that bad hurricane we had 10 years ago, I guess. But the whole community did. But outside of that, it's just been just normal high tides in a nor'easter, but not flooding, let's call it.
Yeah, there are multiple variances prior to the small lots ordinance and the setback changes in March of last year. There are many variances reducing down to 5. I'm not aware of any in Swan Keys where you reduced it below 5, if that's what the board are looking for.
Yeah, the only one I would know of is the garage right up the street. That's one of my pictures. I didn't know if they had a variance or not. But it was just built this year.
But you could move this, the...
I can't move the steps.
Doorway.
It's a doorway. And then the HVAC units, we just put them where it would be hidden from the water side for both just the spray of the ocean side of it, what comes in, but it's just that's the best place to put it for protection, for longevity of the HVAC units as well. And the only reason the tanks are there is because they're already there.
Well, there's no variance needed for the tanks.
Excuse me?
There's no variance needed for the tanks. It's simply for the HVAC and the landing.
Okay. Yeah, I was just putting everything on that side because it blocks everything and it keeps it away from the weather and the wind.
So I want to go back. You had said something about there was some flooding that happens from time to time.
Yeah, 10 years ago.
Ma'am, if you would like to speak, you're going to have to be sworn in.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to come up?
No, I think if you need an answer, I'll wait.
So
it's my wife.
So it's safe to say that you only have flooding during big storms?
In the 17 years we've been there, it was one time where the whole community flooded because of a hurricane.
All right. But you're worried about spray from the water coming in?
Well, what happens on there is you're always going to get wind, and with wind comes water rushing up in the ocean, water just running over the edge, and that's why we wanted to kind of protect the HVAC units away from that.
So they last, yeah.
Because they're gonna corrode naturally anyway, but if I put them on the water side and get them where it's going to be windy and blowing up against the bulkhead and rolling over, it's just going to continue to put the saltwater corrosion into it. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tom. Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes, ma'am.
Is there any questions from members of the board? Sharp.
None, Chair.
Okay.
Have you talked to your neighbors next door?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're real nice. In fact, we only have the one neighbor, that one.
Right.
But
did they give you a letter or anything?
No, nothing. But I did speak to them, and it's ironic the world we live in. They just bought that property this year, him and his wife, and when I introduced myself to him and I told him, you know, because my name is Billy Smith or Bill Smith, and I said, yeah, I have a son. And he said, yeah, I know a Billy Smith. He works for Baltimore Gas and Electric. And I said, well, that's my son. So they know each other. They actually work together, at the same, which is a small world. It's crazy. But yeah, we've talked to Tony and his wife, and that's why I guess nothing came in.
Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Okay. No other questions? I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Chair, I move that we approve case number 12394. I believe that the property has unique physical conditions, that the variance requested is minimal, lease modification possible. However, I would include with my motion that our letter of concern be sent to the builder regarding placement of buildings that are not in conformity.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Corman?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Carson?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, too, for the reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, your application is approved.
Thank you, Madam. Thank you, members of the board. Appreciate
it. Mr. Smith, can you submit to the office the name and address of your builder?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. You can send that in tomorrow if you could.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.